If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
WGN, today we're helping you out with your pipes, your possessions, and your plants. That'll be Bob Bertog in the 1 o'clock, Brian Hogevane, the cash man at 11:30, and right now, your pipes. For that, it's Mike Epping from Center Guard Plumbing. Mike, good to talk to you again. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, John. How are you?
Doing great. No surprise, of course. Phone lines lighting up. Text line 2, 312-981-7200. You're from Center Guard Plumbing, WGNplumber.com. You ready to get our first question?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Let's go to Karen. Karen is on line 1. Karen, what's up? What do you want to ask Mike?
Hi. Hi, Mike. I'm up in Madison, and I have a problem in the basement with the main water valve that goes out to the street, and there's a packing nut under it, and it's leaking. It's not flooding the basement, but it is leaking enough, and I'm told I need a licensed plumber only because the water goes out to the street.
Is it drip, 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 or is it drip, 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 or is it?
It's drip, drip. When I first saw it, it was all the way across the basement, but now I'm just keeping some waterproof duct tape on there and towels around it.
Okay.
Because it's hard to find a plumber right now with all the hail damage.
Oh, boy, yeah, that's right. You guys have had so much up there in southwestern Wisconsin.
I don't want to talk about my windows, roof. I'll call Lou about that.
Yes. Yeah, you go to Lou for all those other things. Mike, walk us through this with Karen here.
Yeah, Karen, you're going to need a licensed plumber for sure, because you're going to need the city of Madison to actually come out and shut the water off at the street before we arrive, unless you're on a private well. But if you're in Madison, I'm sure you have city water. So what it would do is setting up an appointment with the city of Madison. They'll come out before the plumber and shut the water off at the street, and then basically it would be something, if you want to send pictures to us, you could do that at 847-406-8883, and we could actually give you a quote for that. I'd have to check with the city of Madison to see if they require a permit for that. If they do, that's not something that my company could help you with, because we're in Illinois.
Would you be able to maybe help her out to find someone? I know I don't want to add more to your plate, Mike.
Yeah, it depends. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. There's a company called Wertz Plumbing, W-E-R-T-Z. They're in Richland Center, which is about, you know, it's west of you.
Yeah, a little north, too. Yeah.
I'm not sure where in Madison exactly you are, but if you're in, you know, on the west side, Wertz might service your area, and my family has a farm out that way in Richland Center, and they're outstanding.
Okay.
My parents use them all the time when I can't get up there.
Okay, but she can text you first, maybe some pictures, and you could maybe
Absolutely.
Get this ball rolling.
Yep, I can look into it for her and try to help her find somebody if we can't help her ourselves.
Karen, you good with a camera phone by any chance, or no?
Unfortunately, I don't have a camera right now, but
okay.
I want to thank you for your help.
Do you have someone that's handy that could just tighten the packing nut for you? It might fix the problem and save you a lot of money.
That might be what did it. It's an old house, and just, just moving things sometimes can.
Yeah. Karen, why don't I give you the phone number, and why don't you follow up with Mike? Does that sound good?
Okay, thank you so much.
And Mike,
I listen to you all the time.
Oh, thanks, Karen. You're very sweet, and we love Madison. I was just telling Pete how much I love Madison just a few hours ago. Mike, why don't you give the number, and Karen, keep listening. We'll give it a couple times. We'll make sure you get it. But Mike, for all the listeners, how do you want people to reach out to you?
Yeah, you can reach us at 847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
847-406-8883. And we'll say it a couple more times, Karen. Maybe a little slower, a little bit later, too, for you. Gloria, you have a question for Mike Epping of Center Guard Plumbing.
Yes, good morning. I have a side-by-side Whirlpool refrigerator that has a dispenser on the door for ice and water, and it was just leaking like crazy, and I had to turn the water off. Is this a plumbing question? I'm not sure what to do about that.
That's okay. Mike?
Yeah, actually, that would be an appliance. You'd need an appliance company if it's the actual refrigerator leaking and not the valve or the water line to it.
So it's the front of the machine, Gloria, right?
Yes, it's on the front. So, okay, that sounds good. An appliance person, like I call like Whirlpool or something.
Yeah, I think so. Right, Mike?
Yeah, or ABT would be, they service and they're very reputable.
Apt, yeah.
ABT's outstanding. I would give them a call.
Yeah, Apt is, we're good friends with Apt, too, here at WGN. So that's a great recommendation, Mike. Appreciate that. Thanks, Gloria. 312-981-7200. The 630 wants to know, what's the best cleaning product to remove mineral buildup on faucets that won't hurt a brushed nickel finish, nor an acrylic sink? Mike, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, you could use vinegar and water on the faucet itself. As far as the sink, you know, you've got to be more careful with the acrylic, and that I really don't have a recommendation on a product to clean that acrylic surface.
Okay.
I apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize, Mike. You're such a nice guy. This is what you're dealing with CenterGuard Plumbing. You get Mike Epping. He's like the nicest guy ever. He's so sweet. He always says, send pictures over to CenterGuard. That really helps. And about the 19 times you've been to my house, Mike, I try and send pictures too. Your whole crew always helps out with whatever John's got an issue with now. 847-406-8883. 630 wants to know, why do I get mold around the bathroom sink drain and also in the top of the faucet? I'm always cleaning. Mold or some, I don't know, like a blackish grime? What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, mold would be really surprising on the actual faucet itself. Yeah. I'm just wondering if they might have hard water. Any kind of cleaning product, Fantastic or something like that would be fine for the sink itself. But if she wants to send me a picture of the mold on the faucet, that would be kind of a new one for me, and I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, and maybe it's looks like mold, but it's like you're saying, it's a stain from hard water, and I'm sure that you could talk through solutions for something for that, right?
Absolutely.
All definitely. Right, so 630, make sure you text pictures to 847-406-8883, and you can go to WGNplumber.com. All right, Mike from the 773, if your drains are working fairly well, is there anything you can put down them to keep them running well and maybe clean whatever may be in there now? So I think this is a person saying that the drains are kind of working fairly well, but should I put something down to make sure that they clean out what's in there now, like kind of almost like preventative?
Yeah, no, preventative maintenance is great. And for a kitchen line, believe it or not, the best thing to use is actually Dawn detergent. And if they would fill up their sinks, both sides, or if it's a single bowl, fill up that sink. Always use hot water. Use a lot of Dawn dish detergent. And then if you've got a garbage disposal, turn that on and drain those sinks with that hot water with that Dawn dish detergent, and that'll degrease. The problem with the kitchen sink is always grease. So that'll help there. As far as other drains in the home, you know, they actually make clean, you know, products that you can put that have enzymes in it if you have a septic. Dawn will work also for like soap scum and things in bathtubs and vanities with toothpaste and things like that. But those are, you don't want to use anything chemically, because it will actually cause you more problems than it will save you. It'll rot out your drains if you use, like Drano or products like that. They actually cause more problems.
Okay.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
A couple extra minutes here, John for John, with Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing. Mike, let's get right to it with some more questions, okay?
Sounds good.
Let's go to Ken, ask a plumber. Ken, what are you asking Mike?
Well, I'm asking that I have two bathrooms, one at the far side of the house, one at the other. The one at the far side of the house, when you flush the toilet, it goes down like a water park. But the other one closer, it seems to not flush, or I should say, flow as fast as the other one. Is there some type of slope measurement that you need to do to get that debris out of there?
Are they the same exact toilet, by the way, Ken?
It's going into the same receiver, such as going out to the septic, but one was on the side of the bathroom, on the side of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other one's on the far side of the house.
But they're the same branded toilet. They're the same kind of toilet.
Yeah, same thing. You're right. Yeah. Correct.
Mike, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I guess my first question is the toilet that's flushing slowly, is it older than the other toilet, even though it might be the same brand?
No, it's brand new. Mm. And I'm not, I said, I'm not sure if it's sloped enough to take the water away, because it's a Todo, and it flushes great. And I had the wife flush it, I went downstairs and was listening, and that's just like moving very slowly, trickling into the septic. But when she flushed the other toilet, which is the same brand, it went down there, and it's just like I said, it was a swishing. So
okay,
that one seems to be sloped a little bit more than the other one.
We got swishing, we got sloping, Mike. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it could be definitely a lack of pitch on that toilet. It could also be maybe the water level in the tank is set a little bit lower, which
no,
would definitely
right
also
the, right at
it.
The overflow mark.
Okay.
Okay.
Ken is
yeah,
on
no, that
it.
That sounds like that's right. Could you have a partial clog, too, would be the other thing.
Yeah.
In the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, Ken, I'd reach out to Mike. I want to make sure we get one more call in. 847-406-8883. Mike, I'm sure you and your guys would be happy to go take a look for sure, right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, good. Let's get Ellen in for the last question. Hey, Ellen, you're on WGN.
Hi. Real easy question. You mentioned Dawn liquid soap with all the grease and things like that. And I've heard that over the years. I've always been advertised that way. I use Ajax, and I'm looking at my container right now. You know, it bites grease, stuck on stains. In general, for the grease, is Dawn superior, would you say, or pretty equal?
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely like Dawn more. I mean, we save customers, you know, hundreds of dollars annually just by making that recommendation after we go out and actually rob their sink and clear it for them. It's just a really easy way to, whether you do it once a month, of keeping your plumbing costs down and not having to have a plumber come out, you know, just to rod grease.
Well said. Peggy, if you're really quick, we can do one more. Peggy, go ahead, Peggy.
Okay, I got a new faucet put in about a year and a half ago in the bathroom. It tastes like metal now.
Ugh.
I had a plumber come out, and he checked the aerator and said the only way that he can think to fix it is to get a new faucet. Any suggestions?
Well, that's an interesting one, Mike.
That is an interesting one.
Can you send
did
a taste test over to
faucet?
Peggy,
yeah, I mean, my question would be if it was something that she bought on Amazon, or if it was a name brand.
No, it was
faucet.
Not. It was someone. I had a local person do it, change the new faucet.
Okay. If you would, send me a picture of that. At 847-406-8883. I'll do some research on the brand that you have and see if they have any issues where they're having that trouble, besides at your home, obviously. And then from there, I can try to help you.
I love that. Yeah, so just take a picture, Peggy. Say, hey, this is Peggy from GN, Tasty Water Fountain, or Water Faucet, however you want to say. Add a picture to that text, 847-406-8883. The rest of you, that number works too, centerguardplumbing.com or wgnplumber.com. Mike, I got to scoot. Thanks as always. We'll do it again soon.
All right, John. Thank you.
And you're on with Hochberg on Saturday, right?
Yes, I am. Home sweet home, Chicago.
All right, so more questions you can guide there Saturday morning.